NASA yesterday appointed a team to investigate what went wrong with the Contour spacecraft. The mission was priced at $158 million. It was designed to chase down and study as many as five comets. Apparently, it split into pieces while breaking out of Earth's orbit, and the bits are now more than a million miles away. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that that makes a post-mortem difficult but not impossible.
There are a couple clues to work with. First, telescopes have taken pictures of what appear to be pieces of the spacecraft. They were taken shortly after Contour fired its rocket engine to head out into space. Interestingly, the pieces are not far off course. Bob Farquhar is Contour's mission director.
And so that indicated that the motor worked all the way to the last 2 seconds of the burn. So it worked for 48 out of 50 seconds. And then something went wrong. Terribly wrong.
Until then, everything had gone exactly as planned. The operations team had started Contour spinning at 60 revolutions per minute so that it would fly straight when the rocket fired, and they had it pointing in just the right direction. The operation was a success, he says, only somehow the patient died. One possibility is that there was a problem with the rocket, though they picked this one because it has few moving parts.
It's pretty simple. I mean, you light the motor and it goes, you know. I mean, one of the main causes of the stuff not working, the thing that we were worried about, is that something would go wrong with the igniter, that it wouldn't ignite the engine. But once you fire them, I mean, they always go.
The rocket on Contour is a Star 30 BP model. It's about as big as an oversized keg of beer and made by a company called ATK Tactical Systems. Dennis Wallstrom is the director of space and ordnance programs there. He says this rocket has been used on 88 flights, sometimes to put communication satellites into proper orbit.
These particular rocket motors and these particular materials and designs that we've been using, they've had 100% flight record. So it's hard for me to project what type of failures that could happen.
Unfortunately, NASA mission controllers were not able to watch the spacecraft while the rocket fired. At the time, Contour was flying low over the Indian Ocean, too low to be tracked by NASA. Fortunately, the craft was not too low to be spotted by another set of eyes, those of the U.S. military. As reported by the online news service Space Daily and confirmed by NPR, military images show a sudden flare during the last few seconds of the engine's burn. That could be the rocket malfunctioning and blowing up, or separate fuel tanks that got too hot and caught fire. There is at least one precedent in the NASA history books for a failure of this sort. It happened in 1967. Surveyor 4 was just minutes away from landing itself on the moon when radio signals from it suddenly ceased. Contour's Bob Farquhar says the thinking is that at the end of Surveyor's rocket burn, some of the fuel, which is solid, broke off. Maybe that happened here.
It blocks the nozzle as it goes out, and then you get increased pressure buildup, and it could blow then. And that happens then at the last couple seconds. So that does tie into that one. But they probably got a lot of theories.
Do you think you'll ever know for sure?
I doubt it.
Farquhar, who works at Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, will be 70 years old next month. This is the first mission he's worked on that has gone awry. Not fun, but he's heading cheerfully back to the drawing board, fueled by some cookies from the snack machine and an old cup of coffee he found sitting around. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.